sure had a rough one of this past year. Where are you from?
I'm living right now in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. Wasn't it a bit of a rough winter up there?
It was pretty rough. It got down below zero.
Snow on the ground here.
Did it snow down here?
Yes, it sure did. It snowed.
What about your pipes out there? Did they freeze or anything?
Well, I just had one. It was out at the utility house. And Joe, my son-in-law, I didn't use it very much, and he just went and cut it off until the weather got better and I got it fixed. I don't use the water out there much now. I did whenever I had a washing machine out there, but then I got my washing machine put on the back porch.
Did a lot of people have trouble with the pipes and everything?
Yeah, there's a lot of trouble around here. They couldn't get fixers enough to keep them fixed.
Well, they burst and everything like that?
Huh?
Did they bust and everything, pipes?
Yeah, a lot of them did. That's the only one I had any trouble with.
Yeah, we had snow up there for about two straight weeks. My wife was practice teaching at school, and she missed 15 straight days of school. I couldn't go. Snow and ice on the streets. Uh-huh. So it was real bad. It was bad weather. Let's see. What did you use for transportation before you got your car? How did you get around?
I walked mostly. Had a mule and buggy. But if that mule was busy on the farm and you wanted to go anywhere, you just got out and walked.
And you mentioned you had the mule. What would you use to drive the mule on to make him go faster? What would you use?
Oh, use a little whip. There was a place on the buggy for the buggy whip.
You mentioned a few minutes earlier that you bought flour and sacks. If you go to the store now and you buy fruit, what do they put it in?
Buy fruit?
Yes, ma'am.
In a pasteboard. I mean a paper bag.
Is a bag and sack, they mean the same thing to you?
Yeah,
or they
sack or bag, whichever.
And what if you, say, especially in the past, when people bought something like a feed or manure or something like that, what would it usually come in?
Well, it got to where their feed and flour and everything come in cloth bags. But they're buying cow feed or hog feed, and then the housewife could use that bag for something around the home. I know back when we had sold groceries, we sold flour, didn't hardly ever sell a 10-pound bag. Most of it was 25 and 48-pound bag, we'd have it stacked away, you know. And somebody wanted a sack of flour, and they wanted that color of that one way down here. That was pain in the neck, you know, try to get that sack out that they wanted, a certain color.
Is that the same thing that fertilizer and so forth would come in, too?
Well, fertilizer come in a thicker, stronger bag than flour and cow feed did.
Did they ever have, a special name for that kind of bag?
Kind of what?
Bag that the fertilizer would come in? Did they have a...
Well, it was just called a fertilizer sack, and some people taking them and used a strong detergent and got them letters out and made bedspreads, sheets, and used them for kitchen towels, and I never did do that. Now, I wasn't that much above the others, but it just never did happen that we never did have very many sacks, and so I just never did get fooled with it and but back then they made fire screens. Put on your fireplace when you're in the summertime. And they'd make, well, get them pretty and white, and then it'd stretch them over that fire screen. Put them in it.
Well, were those the same things as croaker sacks?
No, there's a croaker sack was an old brown sack, but then they got putting fertilizer into each here better cloth bags than the croaker sack. We called them corn sacks.
And